Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today. Fresh beef from South America, apparently headed to the U.S. of A. Back on that in just a moment.
Superior Livestock presents the Week in the Rockies, July 6th through 10th in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, offering 260,000 head. Monday features southern weaned calves and calves on cows, as well as bred stock. Tuesday, we're selling Holsteins, as well as yearling steers and heifers from throughout the U.S. Wednesday kicks off 3 days of outstanding northern calves, offering weaned calves on cows from Montana, North and South Dakota, Eastern Wyoming, and Nebraska. Thursday features weaned calves and calves on cows from Colorado, New Mexico, and Western Wyoming. The week wraps up on Friday featuring weaned calves and calves on cows from Utah, Idaho, Oregon, and California. Superior Livestock Auction presents the Week in the Rockies, July 6th through 10th in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Contact Superior at 800-422-2117 or go to superiorlivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
800-422-2117 or superiorlivestock.com.
Controversial final rules continue to come from the Obama administration. It's very irritating to agriculture, to cattle industry in particular. Clean water rule from the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers will be taking effect August 28th. Meanwhile, there's a new final rule from USDA's APHIS that will allow northern Argentina and a region of Brazil to begin the inspection process to import fresh and frozen beef in the United States. Colin Woodall, chief lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says that this particular rule is especially disappointing to NCBA.
It's extremely disappointing news because we've been working for several years now to push back against these proposed rules, which are now final, because we have a lot of concerns about the process that USDA went through to formulate these rules. We're all about trade. We believe in trade. Trade is extremely important to the international beef market and the U.S. beef market, but we need trade that's based on science. And right now, there is nothing about the process that USDA went through that can help us understand that they have truly measured the risk, that they have proven that there are mitigations to the risk, and that we can be safe, and that's concerning to us.
You may have noticed Woodall used the word process several times. He says that USDA failed in the process, at least a couple of key points, when it came to this decision with Argentina and Brazil.
First thing they should have done was to do a quantitative risk assessment. When I say quantitative, we're talking about really digging down into the information, truly looking at facts and figures to make sure they understand what's going on in those countries and what those countries are doing to protect not only their own domestic herd, but any herd of countries that they trade to. They also were supposed to have gone down and done site visits where they would have done inspections, seen what was going on the ground, but more importantly, they should have reported back to us as the stakeholders on what they found. We understand that there were site visits conducted, but they never reported on them. So we have no idea what they saw and what they found. And then when we did move forward with trying to get documentation on how they formulated these rules, we had to use the Freedom of Information Act to get that information rather than them actually just volunteering that to us. And when we got those documents, a good percentage of them were in Portuguese when it comes to Brazil and in Spanish when it comes to Argentina with no translations. And our own government told us that they weren't going to provide translations to us. So obviously they are looking out for foreign stakeholders more than they are domestic stakeholders.
And Volo says it's clearly all about politics.
They have completely mishandled this. They've allowed politics to trump science. And the whole reason they did it, we believe, is because the president of Brazil is in Washington, D.C. this week, and we feel this administration wanted to hand her a president. That's unfortunate that we've been traded off for politics.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
Want to learn more about the benefits of no-till production practices and healthier soils? Well, join No-Till on the Plains for a field day, Tuesday, July 14th in Apache, Oklahoma. This full-day event starts at 8 a.m. and features long-term no-till producers, expert speakers, a soil pit, and field tour. For information and registration, visit www.notill.org or call 785-210-4549. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed and Chisholm Trail Farm Credit.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.